wake up.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Dua Lipa, Levitating, 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. I was on the phone with my mom last night. My mom lives in Connecticut. She's 82. She's the best. So she lives in Connecticut. I'm on the phone with her and she goes, somebody's coming in downstairs. I hear something. Oh, God. I think there's a burglar coming through the downstairs door, Sean. I think there's a burglar coming. I'm like, Mom, it's a burglar. Oh, wait, it's your sister. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Oh, my gosh, Mom. If you saw the Dodgers game yesterday, obviously not the outcome we wanted, but something else happened at Dodger Stadium. There was an incident, and I'm sure the Dodgers be okay with us talking about this. An incident happened at Dodger Stadium you need to be aware of. And I will say this, justice for John's Nuggets, next.
Made a wrong turn, once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3
MyFM.
104.3 MyFM, it's Valentine in the morning. Dodgers are wonderful, wonderful partners of 104.3 MyFM. We're huge supporters of them. So this will be not to disparage. There's nothing disparaging here. But it's an incident that happened last night. Jill and John and Valerie went to the game, rooted them on, did the best they could. We'll get them tonight. And you know, the same thing happened last year, like John was saying earlier. 3-1, come back, win it, right? John Camucci, our new guy, he went to get some nuggets, some chicken strips. And he was coming back to his seat. Jill, as I understand it, you're unaware of the story?
I had no idea this happened. Valerie sat in the middle of the three of us.
Right.
So I couldn't really talk to John throughout the game. Valerie would kind of like relay messages to him for me.
She must not have relayed this one.
I didn't hear this. Because I knew you went to go get food, but then you came back with nothing. And I was like, oh, you must have eaten it.
So Valerie sat between the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you couldn't talk to John? It's like one person.
Well, I could, but I would have to like lean over Valerie and kind of yell a bit.
And it's a postseason game, so it's super loud in there.
It's super loud. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. So, John, pick it up. What happened? This incident?
So I leave our friends here to go get some chicken nuggets, some chicken strips from Dodger Stadium. I wanted the nachos, but they were closed. It was the seventh inning, and I've waited the entire game to eat something.
Okay.
So I finally get my chicken strips. And I got a thing of ranch with them, and I put some ketchup on there. I got the whole plate ahead of me, and I'm so excited to go back to my seat. As soon as I turn around, some guy is running down the hall and just knocks it all over the floor. Spills everything except one single nugget.
Oh, God.
The fries are on the floor. I just have a tray.
It's gone. It's just gone, right?
Just one nugget in my tray.
And this guy was being chased by
security. He looks back and he goes, sorry, bro, as he continues running. And then I see a security guard chasing after him.
Oh.
Right, so he was somebody that was a bad person anyway. What a nice criminal to say sorry, bro.
At least I got the sorry, bro.
Yeah, that was kind of nice, right? I
appreciated that.
But so John, at that point, I said, what did you do? I just turn around, go back to the counter, because Dodgers would have understood. Like, some dude was running for security, knocked over my nuggets, you know? But John, you just went back to your seat with a solo nugget, no fries, no nothing.
I'm just like, I always feel bad going back to, and I know they probably don't care, but I always
and
feel
it's
bad.
Not, it's not coming out of their pocket. And the nugget costs 10 cents in essence, really, right?
I just always feel bad being that guy, so I never really go back and ask again. I was just like, I'm just going to enjoy this last nugget before I go to the seat.
Hashtag justice for John's nuggets. Try and get that trending. Hashtag justice for John's nuggets. And it's J-O-N, not J-O-H-N, just so you have it right.
Right.
Justice for John's nuggets. Sorry, buddy.
Somewhere on the floor in Dodger Stadium, along the third baseline.
Oh, man.
Right outside concessions.
Probably
just
nuggets.
Sitting there.
Ugh. Yeah.
Or nuggets.
That's rough.
I'm sure they probably cleaned them up by now, John.
We don't know.
It is the battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name is Jay. He lives in Santa Clarita. He's a retired military guy. Enjoys cooking. What's up, Jay? How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Representing the ladies, her name is Kelly. She's from Costa Mesa. She works for the Orange County Department of Education and enjoys bike riding. Let's hear it for Kelly.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Kelly?
Good morning.
Jay, what branch of the military did you serve in, sir?
Air Force.
Air Force. Oh, fantastic. My nephew's in the Air Force right now. He's pretty, pretty high up there. I believe he's a major now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Been in there for a while then.
Yeah, he has. Actually, he's super cool. I love him. All right, so here's how it works. Kelly, I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Jay, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied to end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Shiv, Roman, and Kendall Roy are siblings on what HBO series?
Game of Thrones.
No, Succession. I hear that's really, really good. I've never watched it.
Oh, it's the best show.
All right, people. Okay.
You need to watch it when you're going.
All right, you know, this This is how adults get together and chat. Have you watched this? Have you watched this? Are you watching this? Are you watching that?
So good.
It's all we talk about.
Jay, witches named Prue, Piper, and Phoebe are characters from what former WB series?
Charmed.
Charmed is correct.
All right, current score, guys up 1-0. Whose latest album is named Donda?
Ed Sheeran, and that's not right.
No, it's Kanye West, but I mean...
Did you call him Ye?
Oh, yeah, we got to call him Ye now.
Is it Ye? Well, I don't have to do anything.
That's his name.
When Prince was the artist formerly known as Prince, I can still call him whatever I want. It's not legally binding to me. He can choose not to answer me, but it's not legally binding. So anyway, Ye, Kanye West.
Jay, who just released a holiday album called When Christmas Comes Around?
Oh, I think you guys talked about this yesterday. Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, thanks for listening. You're right.
Guys, win. There you go, brothers. Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate downloaded as a PDF printed hanging on your wall with pride, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
And you're headed off to Vegas to see Bruno Mars in Vegas, the Park Theater at Park MGM in Las Vegas, December 17th, 18th, 30th, and 31st. You're not getting all four nights, obviously. But tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Visit LiveNation.com for details. You also won a two-night hotel stay in Gascard for the road. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Well, as you exit the stage, Kelly, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
I'm very sad, but congratulations, Jay. Thank you for your service, and I'll try again.
Thank you. And hang out for the money, guys. $10,900 coming up at 7:25 this morning. Soren Crump has the morning traffic. Soren, what's going on?
Valentine in the morning.
Wake up.
104.3 MyFM.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:18, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Later this morning, people throughout Southern California will stop everything for 1 minute to drop and cover during a statewide earthquake preparedness drill. It's the 13th year of the Great California Shakeout, scheduled for 10:21 this morning. Oh. Is that how they do it? Like, well, next year will it be 10:22, then 10:23, and 10:24?
Oh.
I wonder if they're doing it like that, right?
They should if they don't.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's cool. Huh.
It's kind of fun, right? You know? The goal is to prepare people for, the goal is to prepare us for 7.8 magnitude earthquake or larger. I'd like to prepare for anything even less than that.
Yeah.
7.8 is massive. Mm-hmm. Don't say those numbers around here. There is a $650 million plan in the works to give the LA Zoo a major upgrade. The project would involve renovating every exhibit and the addition of new tourist attractions, like a 60-foot canyon for rock climbing. Wow. The LA Zoo is owned by the city. Officials hope to have some of the renovations done by the 2028 Olympics. Maybe they could work on that hill. Ugh. Hard walking up that hill. All right, in sports last night.
Well, we're going to gloss over the Dodger loss last night and just look straight forward to tonight's game. Tonight at 5 o'clock, they play again, and we're actually going to have tickets before 9 a.m. And tonight, the Clippers also start their season in Oakland against the Golden State Warriors. So the Clippers will be starting without Kawhi Leonard. He's injured from a torn ACL. But they're still looking to do well without him, and that game's going to start tonight as well at 7 o'clock.
Okay, coming up next, a chance at $10,900 at What's That Noise? Plus, what's your red flag? Now, it doesn't have to be a relationship red flag, but just in general, something somebody does that makes you say, ugh, forget it, gross, red flag, moving on.
This trend kind of popped up out of nowhere.
It's all over Instagram, right?
Yeah, social media.
Twitter, yeah. Absolutely.
And a red flag is basically just something that you find concerning.
Right, concerning, okay. Yeah. Maybe it's that coworker that whistles coming down the hallway or something, or sings too much in the morning. You're like, ugh, red flag, don't go down that way.
No, everyone loves that.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me.
Good morning. It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. 866-544-MyFM. Text in at 31043. Anthony, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm doing nothing.
What are you doing, buddy? You're up and you're at him. You're starting your day and you're calling into us. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Your red flag. Go ahead.
People who have Android phones.
Oh, this is a very divisive thing.
It kind of checks out, though, sometimes, right? If we look at the people in our own personal life that have an Android phone,
This is a thing on dating apps as well. We've talked about this before, yeah. That when you see that little green bubble pop up, people don't like that.
Because the green bubble means what? They're texting with an Android?
They're texting with something other than an iPhone. So it's not an iMessage that's blue. It's like an actual text.
Gotcha. Anthony, what do you think about somebody who's got an Android phone? You meet them for the first time, maybe you're having a cup of coffee, they're a coworker. You see the Samsung Galaxy S20 or something, and what do you think?
I automatically think there's something shady about them. They're hiding something. They don't want you to know. They do text you. You get the green bubble, and it's just like...
It's shady, I see.
Yeah, they're definitely hiding something.
Anthony, can I tell you something, man? I actually have an iPhone and an Android phone. One's a work phone. Am I super shady to you? I don't know.
Bicellular.
I am a bicellular.
Well, there is a study out that said that people who own iPhones and on the iOS platform are more intelligent and also have a higher median income. That's true. What?
Where'd you read that?
What? You know what's interesting?
Apple News?
I feel like a lot of the really intense like tech guys that I know actually prefer Androids because you can customize them more.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're not those people.
We're the masses.
We need something simple.
I'm with you.
Anthony, listen, thanks for calling in, babe. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Jill, your red flags, not for just personal relationships, but everyday relationships.
When people talk negatively or make fun of you about something you genuinely love or enjoy or makes you happy.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And then people who sleep without pillowcases.
Oh, people do that?
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Was this a Disney thing, the first part?
We'll be better.
We'll be better at that.
Yeah, for me, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, but for anybody in general. Anything,
yeah. Not just us. But I mean,
no.
We might have said a few times that you're crazy by the amount of times you go to Disney. Like my 13-year-old son looks at your Instagram and goes, "She's there again?" He thinks you work there. He goes, "When did she leave your show?" I go, Colin actually thinks you work at Disneyland.
Not listen?
Apparently not. I don't know. John, your red flags.
This might be controversial, but for me, it is open-toed shoes on men in public.
Okay.
I can't.
Even flip-flops by the pool.
No, a flip-flop by the pool is the exception if you're near a body of water.
What about my Birkenstocks, bro?
Especially the Birkenstocks.
I have a nice pair of Birkenstocks, and Birkenstocks have that beautiful arch in them. Yeah. So if you have any, like if you're a high arch guy like me, that really helps out with any pain there.
And my roommate, he's one of my best friends.
Testy.
He wears them every day.
Solid guy.
Can't stand it.
John, I got kicked out of Mastro's for wearing Birkenstocks one time. Because they said they were open-toed, right? As I should. I had nice pants on, nice shirt. It was a summer day. I had Birkenstocks on. This is a super fancy restaurant. We don't go there because of this. But they kicked me out. Can't have open-toed shoes, sir. And I'm like, excuse me, the woman in front of me is wearing high heels. The woman to her side is wearing like flip-flops, whatever. They're open-toed. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, you're going to have to go.
I think there's something a little different than an open-toed heel compared to an open-toed
sandal. No, but their shoes too. Their shoes, you can see the lady's toes.
But I think men's feet typically are just
Well, that is discrimination.
No, it is, but it's the truth.
I have beautiful toes.
Trying to eat their fancy dinner.
The vast majority of men in open-toed shoes that I see in public don't take care of their feet.
I was so mad.
Put those things away.
My wife wanted that seafood platter. We weren't getting it that night. Not now. Brian, anything for you?
If we're at a four-way stop sign and I let you go first and you don't wave to me, you're a terrible person and a psychopath.
I'm kind of with him on that. If you don't give me the wave when I let you introduce something on the road or whatever, that bugs me. Also, I'm going to say this. You hold the door for somebody, they don't say anything.
Yeah, with you. With you on that. That's a good one.
You're a psycho murderer monster.
Always give a quick thanks on your way out.
Something, right. Just a little something if you hold the door.
Mm-hmm.
Give somebody a nod, a thank you, or whatever. Don't be so expecting of it. Do you know what I mean?
Amen.
And Mastro's.
104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
My wife is very fashionable. Super fashionable. She purchased me those Birkenstocks.
Yeah. You wear them around the house.
Yeah, you can't wear them to a restaurant if they... That's not part of the dress code.
Did you guys see where Crocs has run out of? The Hidden Valley Ranch Crocs.
I thought that was a joke.
No, it's legit. I went down this whole Crocs website, all the different Crocs they have, and they had a Hidden Valley inspired one. Sold out.
Crocs are comfy.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I don't own any, but I've tried them on before.
They're fantastic.
They're really comfy.
And they had all different versions, like the Beaver one, all these great classics and stuff. Oh my gosh, good for Crocs. John? You just throw up in your mouth, John? Just throw up in your mouth?
I just can't.
$10,900 right now. Here's your noise. 866-544-MYFM. What's that noise?
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
More music.
Valentine in the morning.
All right, the weather today, sunny, a little warmer, temps 70s to low 80s, 55 in Highland Park, 54 in Hermosa Beach. Jilla's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
On Adele's new album, she included something on there. It's not a song, but I think a lot of people will be able to relate. I'll explain at 7:50.
We have got some money. Get ready. Here we go.
104.3 My FM.
Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
You trying a different angle over there today?
These different shoes, and I'd probably break my ankle if I do it the normal way.
Valerie films all the time the What's It Noise segments.
So sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, what are my alarms?
Time to get up and go to work.
So sorry.
So she films What's It Noise, and usually she's standing on the couch, and today she's just doing it from a different angle. Do you have nice shoes on? Is that what it is?
They're
high.
That could poke a hole in the couch as
Well.
Yeah,
that's a nice leather couch.
Oh, that was your
concern? Not for ankle
health?
I've
had that couch for like 30 plus years.
And you falling over.
Right, but if you fell, we'd be very upset as well. Okay, listen, good morning, Lorena. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing good, thank you.
It's a kind of a wild Thursday. I mean, we're not happy with what happened baseball-wise yesterday, but there's a full moon and everything, and you know, Mercury's done with that whole retrograde, and everybody feels kind of like, I don't know, like frisky or crazy or wild today. Except you. Maybe not. Do you feel frisky or crazy or wild?
We got to go with a different word than frisky.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because frisky can imply that we're, you know.
Frisky.
No one in the studio should be feeling frisky right now, please. Please.
Cats eat frisky. Isn't that like a cat food or something?
Friskies.
Friskies. All right, we're feeling friskies. We're all feeling friskies today. So listen, let's get right to it. This is for $10,900. Here comes your noise. You have 10 seconds on the clock for $10,900. Lorena and Montebello, what's that noise?
Opening a cup of noodles.
Oh, I do love cup of noodles. That's not it.
Oh my God. Okay, I tried. I've been trying for weeks. I just love it because I got in too. Just for this.
Yeah, it's like you're having a frisky moment. Don't give up on this, okay? Keep trying because we're adding money to the jackpot. Calling. Please do.
I'm going to keep calling. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Lorena. Take care.
It's $1,000 Thursday. We just added another $1,000 to the jackpot. So at 825, you're going to play for $11,900.
Okay, 866-544-MYFM, text in 31043. Valerie Hernandez, a microphone number two over here. Do you have any red flags yourself? I'm sure you must
have plenty.
Here we go. What do you got?
For this.
When they're not a Dodgers fan.
When they're not a Dodgers fan. Okay, all right, I hear you
now. So you and John, walking red flags.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He was a fake fan, let's be real
here. I went to the game and supported the team.
Were you wearing Dodgers gear?
I was.
Okay, gotcha. Fake fan. Are you blaming him for the loss yesterday?
Possibly.
It wasn't just you.
She was blaming me at one point, too. Valerie's ruthless.
I looked at both of them. I said, both of you, you guys need to take a walk.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I was at home. I was at home, right? And I had the Sox game on. I was watching the Astros. I hate the Astros. Dodger fans love me for saying that. So anyway, I'm watching that game. And then I look at my Instagram and I see you guys are at the Dodger game. And the Red Sox game is still going on. I'm like, Kamuchi. I turn to my wife. I go, honey, we're losing because John Kamuchi is at the wrong stadium at this point because he didn't grow up a Dodger fan. He loves the Angels, by the way. Didn't grow up a Dodger fan. He's a Red Sox fan. He's not rooting for them at that point. So the whole thing, like Mercury retrograde, blew up.
I got probably 8 to 10 texts from different people, Red Sox fans, Dodger fans, all thinking that I threw the mojo off.
Nobody likes you, John. Yeah. Nobody likes you.
Got a lot of haters last night.
Natalie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. We don't like the baseball situation yesterday, but we're going to have a great frisky Thursday. All right, I need a different word, but a fun Thursday here.
Fun.
What's your red flag?
Socks with sandals.
Is that a thing still? Socks with sandals?
I still see it, unfortunately.
I see it too.
But is it older guys like grandparents or much older dads? Do you see anybody younger doing it?
Yes.
Natalie, would you prefer that to open feet, though, or would you rather them just have the feet out? I'm just asking. I just want to know.
Yeah, if you're going to have sandals on, just throw the socks out.
Rock the whole thing.
Rock the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
What if it's what if I'm wearing socks with gladiators? Would that look cool?
No. Yeah, no.
All right, I'm trying that out.
I appreciate the socks with the slides, though, I think. I think that's
that works.
See, then how is
work?
Well, no, socks with slides makes it look like you're an athlete.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
slides are those things that the kids wear at soccer, like Colin wears.
Slip them on real quick.
I have some slides.
You have slides?
Yeah.
Do you play soccer?
No.
Oh. But I thought it was just like athletes did that.
No. She was a dancer.
That's right. Always a dancer. Once a dancer, always a dancer.
Right. Puffy shoe, those slides.
Yeah. Yeah, he keeps them in the car, takes the cleats off, puts the slides on, has socks on, stuff like that. So that's a cool look.
Agreed.
Like, I should do that look, and then people will think I was an athlete.
Exactly, Jay-Z.
Man, I get hit from all sides on this show.
Nonstop.
It really is tough on me. You have my heart, and we'll never
be worlds apart. It's Valentine in the morning.
My family, it's Valentine in the morning. John Camucci, the new guy, is against open-toed sandals and flip-flops. Esteban, what were you telling me off the air?
I said, no, that is so not cool. I actually live in work boots that work all day long, like steel-toed boots.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I love being able to wear flip-flops as soon as I get home from work or wherever I'm out.
Totally.
I hate being stuck in boots all the time.
Esteban, this is going to sound weird, but do you take care of your feet?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I scrub the bottom of my feet and everything, like, regularly. I am self-conscious about that because I do wear flip-flops all the time. My wife does give me for it.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, I try to make sure I do take care of
them. Do you have a pair of Birkenstocks?
No, I actually don't. My aunt wore them when I was growing up, and I used to hate them, but I've always heard everybody say they
super
love
comfy.
Them.
Great, great, buddy. Yeah, you won't get it to Masters wearing a pair, but they're great.
Somebody texted in, a red flag is a restaurant that requires a dress code.
I wear my flip-flops to restaurants all the time.
Exactly. We don't need some massive dress code in SoCal. Come on.
And I think if you're going to wear them all the time, Esteban, you got the right idea. It is your responsibility to make sure that at least you're well-kept and you're not hurting
everyone
else around.
What are we doing, like a foot check or something?
It would be nicer.
They could be bad.
Hey, you know what? Jill, John, eyes up here, okay? Eyes up here.
I can't
stop looking at my goods. Esteban, have a great day, buddy.
You too. You guys take care. Thank you. Have a good one.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Billie Eilish is releasing her first fragrance, and the bottle is a very interesting shape. I'll tell you about it right after traffic.
Stater Brothers Markets.
It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Adele's new album, 30, is going to be released on November 19th. And of course, it's going to have some very personal songs on it. But in a new interview, she revealed that in one of the songs, in the outro, she left in a voicemail that she actually left for a friend while she was having an anxiety attack. And she says the song is about her son. It's at the end of the song in the outro. She says, I was really frightened. I was having an anxiety attack and I called my best friend to try to talk to her to calm me down and she didn't answer. And she says, I'm talking about my son in the rest of the song and the fact that once I put him to bed, I can stop putting on that brave face. So she's getting very, very real on this new album. Mm-hmm. And Billie Eilish is releasing her very first fragrance next month. It's called Eilish. And the shape of the bottle is the chest, shoulders, and collarbone of a woman. And she says that that's the natural, beautiful part of a woman's body without having to show anything. So that's going to be what the body or what the bottle is going to be modeled after. It's not Billie's. She says just a very generic form of the body. But the
chest,
scent,
shoulders,
and collarbone.
Collarbone, okay.
And the scent is going to be a mix of creamy vanilla, rich cocoa, and soft spices. We'll see what that smells like. Jill, the Hollywood headlines.
Wonder what I would use if I had my own fragrance, what shape I would use. I do have that one part of my body just beneath my chest area. It's about 6 inches. It looks like it could be a model area right beneath my...
Like above the stomach, below the chest.
Like ribs-ish area.
It's the ribs-ish area. Ryan has seen it.
He's not lying.
It's the best looking part of my body. It's a very odd place.
Hmm.
But no matter how much weight I put in and stuff, it always looks like it's very fit right there. This 6-inch area on my body.
Okay.
Looks very fit. Maybe I'd use that.
Yeah,
do it. What about you, Jill? What would you use?
Oh, for my bottle?
Yeah, your bottle of perfume. What's your...
Gosh, I don't know. I would probably just make it very, very tall because I'm a tall girl.
Right.
And make it like a tall,
So you'd use a full body? What if you only had to use part of your body?
Oh, I'm picking a body part to model it off.
That's kind
of
like
after?
What I was doing. She was doing the same thing.
I wasn't thinking that either.
No.
Like long legs or something?
I would do my second toe.
Second toe.
It would really stand out from the other perfumes.
I think we're done with this. So I was going to go around the room, but I think we can't top second toe, right?
Best to move on.
Best to move on, yeah. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. You had some texts that came in for red flags here.
So many red flags coming in. Ramiro said, full-grown adults who want to talk about TikToks. Excuse me, Ramiro, but there's a lot of good stuff on there. Tatiana said, a big red flag if someone's named Jake. Now, I've seen this on social media that J names are red flags. Yeah. I don't agree with that. I don't think that people with
the name... Well, I don't know. This guy's been a little crazy over here, this John.
People tell me that all the time, and it's such a thing on TikTok,
yeah,
too.
No, I don't think J names are bad. My dad's name was John, so I'm fine with J names and stuff. Jake, though, does have a ring to it, like he's going to be... Like trouble, doesn't it sound like trouble?
Jake's
Jake and Virgin River's trouble, right?
He is. Maybe because I have a cousin named Jake.
You've never liked him?
No, but I love Jake. Leticia said if you don't like Cheesecake Factory, that's a big red flag because the menu is so big.
There's so many things, though. It's too much. It's like the Gutenberg Bible. You don't know what to look at.
Eric says, at work, if your boss says we are family, that's a major red flag. And then Jasmine said, if you think all water tastes the same, that is a red flag.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Feel free to reach out. Facebook.com/Valentine in the Morning. Post your comments there as well. We interact there too. Facebook.com/Valentine in the Morning. Of course, Facebook might be a different name pretty soon. They're thinking about renaming it. It's crazy. Battle of Sex is call now if you want to play.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed even when I knew.
It's Valentine in the Morning.